Well, I was on vacation. I spent my mornings on the sand. So I missed an entire week of the Bald Orange Man. And when my trip was over and it was time to go, I packed up my whole family and started Tony's show. I drove home to Virginia, listening to Tony's podcast. 5 hours of Chrysalis, oh holy crap. There are two great shows with Jeannie, but not enough Liz Clark. And they recounted all the horrors of Nando's Park. Football picks from a monkey and news about folks who are dead. I heard Tony tell a story and Arch repeat the same story about a golf ball to the head. I drove back to Virginia, listening to Tony for the whole drive. I drove back to Virginia, nearly lost my wife.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for September 17th, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli, and I'm back in Virginia. Thank you for not robbing my house. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. I'd like to give a nice shout out to Dan Gattuso, who introduced me to that song a couple of years ago. Dan was my early jingle confidant who would give me feedback on songs back before there was a TK Jingles. And I did a parody of Garth Brooks' song, The River. And he said, oh, I thought this was the Springsteen version. So thank you, Dan. We're now in mid-September. Tony's doing 4 or 5 shows a week. So there's going to be a little bit less of this show. Love to hear what you think, though. Podcast@tkjingles.com. Send me your feedback or find me on Twitter @JerryNegrelli. Also want to remind you there's a little bit of swag left from Kickstarter. If you go to tkjingles.com/store, help me get this crap out of my house. We're getting close. I'd appreciate it. We got stickers, shirts, and all kinds of other garbage. But very, very valuable and awesome garbage. don't let me undersell it. All right. So I want to start with 6 tunes here up front from the website from this past week. Then we're going to play a few highlights, some unaired stuff, the number one jingle of the week, and my own commentary on the just-in-time jingle. Last week I talked about it a little bit, and we'll do that. And then we have a mailbag with some fun bonus content and a demo sprinkled in there. So it's going to be a great show. Let's get to the music. So Chris Eliza mentioned that he loves Starship, which has spawned a bunch of Starship discussions. And up first we have Jason Fuse with Saliza Loves Starship to a Nicki Minaj song by that name. Then Rob with Eye of the Black Bear, a parody of Survivor. Brad Weiss with the Classic Stones parody, Get Off My Cloud. Mr. Lip with a Weezer parody. This is one of those like super specific things they talked about. Tuna in Water, parody of Buddy Holly. Weezer song, Buddy Holly. And then two sports songs. We have Kyle and Judah Fuse teaming up with another Skins quarterback, and John Fitzpatrick with this week's special teams breakdown.
Starships, we built this city on rock and roll.
I love that song. So, I think you're the only one.
What do you think?
I love we built this city.
Nothing's going to stop them now because they built the city. The central act of music with Grace and Mickey, with wings of a lion, love among the cannibals. Hey, I'm the fix, only I can handle them. Another song they sang was about a girl named Jane, and one you might have heard about a girl named Sarah. They're the composers of It's Not Over Till It's Over. Yeah, you thought that was Yogi Berra.
And many more songs that were great. They put out four albums to date, and then five more greatest hits compilations. That's not even a joke, no. Look it up, it's great.
Starship, so good, you guys. Listen up, I'll tell you why. Grace, they never flew so high.
Yeah.
glad you're embarrassed.
Rising up, ready for round two. A new Mexican man and a black bear. Deep bites and cuts on his head and his chest. Let's see if this Darwin candidate survives. Once again, he's down for the count. It's a Trevor Burbick situation. He's bleeding out, probably too late for him. Here's what to do if you want to stay alive. It's the eye of the black bear. You must claw, scratch, and blight. Will Bond says untuck your shirt to appear wider. It's important not to panic, though you're being eaten alive. Swing your children repeatedly at the eye of the black bear.
I grill on the back porch every chance that I get with my kid. Except when I'd rather use tin foil to broil up some dolphin. Out back in the alley, the neighbor's garbage is such a disgrace. If you sit in your car on my street, I'll say nice parking place. I said, hey, kid, get off of my lawn. Hey, kid, get off of my lawn. Hey, kid, get off of my lawn. Don't make me come out and call your mom. Come on now.
What's up with Tony and Tuna Fish? Is this information for life? What would we do without his recipe? He slathers the mail on light.
That's like going to a gourmet restaurant and ending up with tuna. Bumblebee in the water. I don't like it in the oil. I like it in the water.
Me too. Yeah.
Red wine, vinegar, pepper.
Yeah,
small amount of mayonnaise. Small, because it's together.
Well, now you may think it's foolish that football's not my biz. You may wonder why I don't leave it to experts like Maskey and Liz. Well, there ain't no secret about the hair. Al Gruden will just say one thing. It's not a we'll take it back. Well, littles, it ain't about the tackles or safeties or running backs. I wanna know the Skins quarterback. Is Kirk really QB? How about McCoy or even RG3? Who's throwing through to Sean? Well, damn, change his mind. Where we at has come up every Saturday night. Littles, I just wonder who will play each Sunday. A Skins quarterback, Skins quarterback. Well, now way back in the 90s, Dan Snyder just came along. He's always fired the head coach, fired the GM, and saying that they got it wrong. Well, now 20 years of meddling has brought the Skins Gruden's plays. And now they're starting Kirk Cousins like Beckett better every day. They say Jay was hard to fix Griffin, but he just couldn't do that. Another starting Skins quarterback, let's get sexy Rexy. O'Donovan McNabb, is Jason Campbell free? Let's dust off Brunel, is Tony Banks retired? Can Jeff George lace him up before Saturday night? Littles, I just wonder if we'll ever see a competent Skins quarterback, Skins quarterback.
You're the kind of ball club whose games are certain dismal, dull affairs. Fans' heads in the cloud, talking much too loud. You think you're talking about the 85 Bears. Well, it seemed to me that you've lost far too much in recent years. And though you've tried, you just can't hide. You aren't on par with your peers. You better stop and look around. Here it comes, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes. Here comes this week's special teams breakdown.
All right, you know, that was actually, looking back on it, a pretty good mix. We had a news jingle there. We had some evergreen jingles. We had something ripping on one of the guests. Some ridiculously nuanced item that you won't remember a week from now with that tuna thing. And then a couple of sports songs. A great representation of what you can find at tkjingles.com. Now, this next bit here, there were two themes that I really wanted to tackle after the first couple of weeks of Tony's show. There were two things that I felt he was talking about a lot. The first one is he keeps repeating this mantra like, you know, I always remember what I say or something to that effect. And I've been struggling to think of a good song to do to that. And Joe Arrow has the scoop on it with "These Things That I Say," recounting how Tony remembers everything that he says. I don't know if he's trying to put off dementia or something, but it's like he's running for office. I mean, it's like a campaign slogan. He's constantly saying, "And I remember what I say." And then the other thing he was talking about, which he talks about all the time, not just this season, is how he always wants free parking. And there was a great example of the airline executive who has lifetime free parking. So I've got a little ditty, a parody of a really old 1950s country song in the style of Johnny Cash, who covered it most recently that I'm aware of, "A Satisfied Mind," all about free parking. And then while I was driving back from Virginia, I did listen to like 4 or 5 hours of the podcast, but one song that jumped into my mind for some reason was "I'll Drive Everywhere," I guess because I was driving, by Ben V, a Johnny Cash parody. That thing is just hilarious. And then I wanted to play two other songs that I'll discuss on the other side of this little break.
I still can remember the year that I sailed, this bandwagon is glory bound. Even wrote it down. I say lots of things on these shows I host. And if I am right, I'm gonna let you know, because that's just how I roll. I still can remember calling out the cabs. I told you all how they would choke, how their run would end. Tried to let you know where LeBron would go. Unbridled optimism quotes were so long ago. Yes, I said these things to you. Now recall these things that I say. It's so easy. And if the things that I say may not seem bold to you, still I told you my genius is so hard to hide.
How many times have we heard Tony say, if I had free parking, my life would be great. 'Cause street parking's awful and it's so hard to find. Drives a man crazy and wastes so much time. And parking garages, they come with great cost. And when you make it back to street level, you're usually lost.
But Tone, if you're searching for an even better way, free parking's for suckers, you need free valet.
I'll drive everywhere, man, I'll drive everywhere, man. Won't go in the air, man, won't take a boat there, man. In a car from Jim Cole, man, I'll drive everywhere. I'll drive from my house to Rockville to PTI, to my house to Rockville to PTI, to my house to Rockville to PTI. Stopping at the Safeway, gonna get some grapefruit juice, then to Tori's, going to her party. No, I'm only kidding, I wasn't invited, sons of bitches. I'll drive everywhere, man, I'll drive everywhere, man. Wind blowing in my hair, man, all 25 strands, man. In a car from Jim Cole, man, I'll drive everywhere.
Joe Arrow says that's one of his go-to jingles for a good laugh, and I have to agree. It makes me smile every time, and it's one of those songs that I can't hear the original without thinking of the parody. Last week, I made a commentary that these songs were getting so topical and so timely and so specific that pretty soon we were going to have a jingle about an inning, you know, a single inning of a baseball game, or a single at bat, or, you know, something even more absurd. So I wanted to play the topical jingle that inspired that little rant, which was a great one, and was a huge hit on the show, and is actually the number one jingle of the week, A Day in the Race by Joe Arrow. And then I wanted to play my homage to that song, all about one at bat in the Nationals game from yesterday. So enjoy this, and then we're going to go into the mailbag.
I watched the Nats last night, oh boy. Up 7-1 and we were in control. Then Matty Williams takes out Zim. He should have left him in. What's next is really grim. The bullpen door swung open wide. They'd all forgotten how to throw a strike. A crowd of people hid their eyes. Blake Treinen, Drew Storen, and everyone was pretty sure they'd never seen six walks before. They brought in Papelbon, oh boy. Gave up a bomb, then FP starts to cry. All I can think of is this show. At 10 a.m. Wednesday, what will Tony say? These guys are choking dogs.
Steven Strasburg threw 105 pitches. 105 and 77 of them were strikes. And Steven Strasburg struck out 14 batters. It sounds like he had a pretty good night. Sweeney was up first, a called strike, and then one swinging a ball next. I guess the ump thought it was outside. And for his fourth pitch, Strasburg threw it right down the middle. The catcher, he caught it and framed it real nice. Right in his glove. His catcher's glove.
I've got this game TiVo'd. I've got a feeling that this guy is gonna walk. Yes, that's right. Here comes four straight balls on the outside corner. Oh my goodness, wasn't that exciting? I'll sing about batter number three. Negrelli, he runs his own jingle website. And yes, he is also a member. You can go there and hear all the jingles you've missed. We got a long way to go till September. Ah, but nobody knows if Tony's coming back. Jerry will read your mail. Who needs a fax machine anyway? Just send him a tweet or a comment. Well, it'd be nice if you drop him a line. 'Cause that's what it's all about. Jerry, keep up the great work and get those jingles out. Oh, get them out. Ooh, we're all listening.
Thank you, Joe. All right, welcome to the TK Jingles mailbag. All right, first we have a note here from KJ. She says, the evergreen mailbag jingle rears its lost head. And I was delighted last week when on Friday, I believe, they played that lovely That's What Friends Are For parody that KJ had teamed up on, which is just a jingle in the classic sense of the word, all about the mailbag and littles and everything else. And I've talked about it before, but I really do respect this place as a little addition to the show, and it's kind of evolved into its own content, which is still kind of shocking to me. But, it is... It's a changing beast, and I'm glad that we can still mix in some of those tunes from now and then. Then, this is from September 15th, 2015. This is a tweet from Rob. Rob in Pittsburgh, who's done so many of these great songs. September 15th, 2015, over 2 years after the founding of TKJingles.com, Rob says, I just made the connection on why the site and the logo are orange. I thought that was a wonderful admission. Thank you for that note, Rob. That gave me a good laugh. I don't know why else, other than Tony's orangeness, we would have everything be so obnoxiously orange. The shirts, everything. I mean, it's not a very appealing color, but it has a theme to it. All right, then I mentioned the message boards a few weeks ago. And the opinion that some of the folks have on there about me and everybody else, and they can be pretty harsh, but I do respect that community. I mean, that's the long running community of the show, and although the board itself isn't what it used to be, that's still where you can find the live chatter at this website, stinks.com, run by Bill LaHecca, of folks commenting on the show as it goes on, chiming in about segments they like, people they like, people they don't like, jingles they like, etc. And some of the main themes on there are extreme bashing of Tori Clark and Chris Lizza. And so Chuck Sapienza, the head sales weasel, the guy who invented the podcast delay, I feel like he's just trolling that community, because he tweeted today, or within the past few days, I just saw it retweeted today. Chuck Sapienza said this: with all the combinations of Kornheiser Show guests, Tori Clark and Chris Lizza is by far the best listen. And, even somebody as nice as KJ, I'm not even sure she would agree with that. I mean, I like everybody on there, but I sympathize with the message board folks that Chris Lizza is on there like three or four times a week now. It's way too much. And he's still, even though he's been doing it like 4 or 5 years, doesn't have the relationship with Tony and the give and take and everything that you might, a Gene McManus or Gary would have. So right now it's a little bit too much. And on that note, I reached out to Jason Fuse and most notably Mike and Burke for a little help on this next song. Here's a demo. You'll hear the final product, I hope, in the next week or two when I can get Michelle to sing along with me. In the theme of Starship, Chris Lizza's favorite band, I wanted to do a song about Chris Lizza and how he's on the show way too much. I knew I could count on Mike and Burke to make it super mean and super sarcastic. So feel free to send me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com. This will never air on the show. And as I said, Mike has a knack for the really biting lyrics. So this one's a little bit rough. Here's my rough demo of Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now / Nothing's Gonna Shut His Mouth.
Always with the chatter, thinks he's all that matters. Why is Chris Eliza on Tony's show every day? Turns out he's a writer, Washington insider. Though he uses lots of words, he has nothing to say.
Did he win a contest or just a bet? Maybe it's some blackmail scheme that we don't understand yet. Too much of a good thing can be a curse, but too much of a bad thing is definitely worse. He's just a dope from Loomis Chafee, drives the littles crazy, nothing's gonna shut his mouth. He's interrupting Tony's stories, somehow worse than Tory, nothing's gonna shut his, nothing's gonna shut his mouth.
So, I don't know, that's the rough demo of that right now, and as I said, it's pretty mean, but I think Chris has a thick skin. I think you get a kick out of that, but it will never air on this show. All right, now we have, let's see here, I wanted to comment, my favorite part of putting these shows together every week is the beginning and the end. I've said this before, but I do these songs that are exclusive to the show because I don't really know what else to do with them. I don't want to clog up tkjingles.com with songs. I looked in my project folder on my computer here, and I've got 570 different project files or something like that, and I only have 250 jingles on the website. So there's almost twice as much that's just like bonus extra content or demos like you just heard or something else. And if I put all that on the website, it would be so diluted, and there'd be so much crap on there, I don't think you'd get to enjoy it. So if you have ideas of how else I could share them, you can email me, podcast@tkjingles.com. I posted one of those, I guess we're just jingling the news, because every now and then I feel like one of them maybe is worth sharing. And Rob said, I never understood why he didn't just release that one during the frenzy of news-related jingles. And John said, well, I think you're preserving their exclusivity until you release the orange vinyl picture disc, which I thought was great. But anyway, if you have thoughts on that, please send them to me. We're about at the end of the podcast now, and thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week with another exciting episode. I wanted to end this with a clip of the in-studio show from today. I'm recording this on a Wednesday, and I'm only on the show now maybe once every 2 weeks just because there's so many talented littles contributing now, so I really don't send much of this stuff in anymore, just hoping to only send in the ones that will make the show. And I hadn't actually been in a mailbag since April. I just realized that today. Every now and then I joke with Brad Weiss that I'm the emeritus jingler of the show because I don't actually do mailbag jingles anymore. I'm occasionally old guy radio or referenced by name somewhere else, but they don't play my stupid songs. But after 2 years of this, you know, having Tony say you're funny or complimenting you or whatever, like that's awesome, and it's still, don't get me wrong, is always one of the reasons that you do this, to get that affirmation is great. But today's reaction just was so affirming because it was like a conversation. The way that it played out when they played this Shameless jingle that I did a few weeks ago really, really made my day. So I wanted to share a few bits of that, and then I'll be back here again next week. Thank you for listening to the TK Jingles podcast.
We'll have email and who's doing our song today?
Jerry Negrelli.
Jerry Negrelli's song when we return. Yeah. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show on ESPN 980.
Well, I'm famous, but not as famous as I want to be. I still scare away celebrities. Don't they watch PTI? And I'm working, even though I'm almost 83. I'm not leaving till they fire me. And I think I've earned that right. You know, you'd think by now I'd have more repute. I'm on TV in every bar, although I'm always on mute.
I'm on mute.
I spent 3 long years calling football games. How does Anna Kendrick not know my name? Don't you know who I am? I'm famous, so I'm allowed to be a total jerk to a puny little hotel clerk.
That's not a true story.
I never read what I sew. I'm famous.
I didn't do that.
George Costanza played me on TV on a pretty awful show.
It's a word rude to that clerk, according
to the story. From Steve Oaken, in a junior novel. I didn't actually do it.